Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Walk with me around back here, and let's get ready to get our hands dirty. We've got Greg Peterson already out here. He started early this morning. It is time to start working our garden prep time, and that's going to start with building the soil. So that's what he's working on. If you'd like to join the conversation or have a question, like to talk to the urban farmer, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You can text questions to 411-923 or email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. I'm Romy Romero. Rosie's in studio. Mike's behind the board. Jennifer's call screening. We are here for you, the Arizona homeowner, and Mr. Greg Peterson. That's some pretty looking dirt.
Hello. Thanks for having me again today.
Always a pleasure. What's your secret this to make dirt look like this?
Ah, very good. So my favorite conversation to have with new gardeners is that what is healthy dirt? And it's actually a conversation about what is healthy soil, because dirt is one component of it. I had a gentleman email me this week some pictures of his new garden bed, and it was 2 feet wide and 28 feet long. And the people that built it filled it with stuff that they pulled out of the pool when they were building the pool. And if you're going to try, yeah, exactly. Ooh. Ooh. So if you're going to try and grow something in straight dirt, yeah, you're not going to have a lot of luck. So the five components of healthy soil, they're actually really simple, and dirt is one of them, and we'll talk about why that is the case in a moment. The other four components are airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. And the really cool part of this is the easy fix is add organic matter. Organic matter in the form of compost, potting soil, really anything that has broken down leaves and sticks and manure and those kinds of thing in it.
You know, we have a garden at home that's 12 by 20 ground. And a little wall around it to keep the rabbits out, and then a little screen above it to keep the birds out. We call it a plant prison.
Exactly.
But it was really over 10 years of enhancing and adding. I mean, the first couple of years, it was just big dirt clods.
Yeah.
You know, we brought in sand. We brought in all the other things. I can compost anything. Now, I can't grow anything.
Right.
But I can compost anything. You could sell my compost. It's beautiful.
Oh, nice. I'll take some.
But it took about 10 years for that in ground. And that convinced me, if I ever do another garden, it's going to be above ground raised beds. And just start with the right soil from day one.
And really, it doesn't have to be above ground, but because the one big problem with above ground gardens is that you're dealing, especially in the summertime, you're dealing with heat on five sides rather than one. Now, are they absolutely not here in the desert? No, you can still absolutely do them. You just have to know that they're going to be hotter in the summertime. But you just said it there. The key is start with great balanced soil when you start your garden. Because if you're planting in dirt, my friend Kari Spencer over at the Microfarm Project tells this story about...
I thought she was the goat lady.
Yeah, well, she does that too. She absolutely has been on the show with goats. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And she tells a story about when she first started gardening a decade or so ago, and she dug the dirt out of her backyard and put it in pots and tried to grow stuff. It was a no-go. Absolutely. So adding organic matter is really the most important thing. One of my favorite things to do is a potting soil. In fact, you can buy it in bulk at several places around the valley. And what I told this gentleman that emailed me this week, I said, you know, dig out 18 inches of the pool dirt that's in there and just add a potting soil right on top. You don't even have to mix in the dirt. You don't need the dirt because dirt's heavy. You got plenty of dirt there, put that right on top and plant. And then what you do is you let the roots actually do the work, the roots of the plants that are growing.
I love it.
Yeah. And then now I've been taking notes here. I got dirt, air, water, organic matter. What was the fifth component?
Ah, yes. Everything that's alive in the soil.
So everything that's alive.
Yeah,
I missed that one.
Bugs,
I think I tied that in with organic.
Yeah, exactly. The bugs, the worms, the mycorrhiza, everything. In fact, I promised a little bit more on dirt here a moment ago. The thing that we need the dirt for is that has all the micronutrients built into it, and the plants can't get to it. So there's this really cool thing that happens in nature, the mycorrhiza, which is, you know, basically fungi and, you know, the life in the soil. It makes a deal with the plants where it attaches to the roots of the plants, and the mycorrhiza actually breaks down the dirt so that the plants can uptake the micronutrients. I love nature.
Wow.
It's just magical how that works. So.
And looking around the state, I mean, we're in Marana right now. This ground is hard, hard, hard.
Yeah.
And it is crap. I mean, we've had a wonderful amount of moisture in Arizona, but even where we're sitting right now, you wouldn't believe how much of this dirt is cracked, just how fast the water has drained out of it. So it needs help.
Yeah. Yeah. So
if you're going to garden, it needs help.
Absolutely. So a couple of things here. If you do put a raised bed in, just put the raised bed in and fill it with potting soil, a compost mix. Like I said, you can buy it bulk around the state. If you're going to go below ground, what I suggest that you do is you take out 6 inches of the top dirt and just put the same stuff in. Real fun story. About 5 years ago, a friend of mine called me and said, "Hey, Jan, my wife would like a garden," and they're, you know, family friends. The guy's almost a brother to me. And so I'm not going to turn him down. So I say, "Send me a picture." And the picture they sent over was of this garden bed on the east side of a house. We're going to talk about garden exposure here in one of the, you know, in the segment here in a little while. So it was on the east side of the house. It was about 6 inches below grade, and it had a nice brick border around it.
Okay.
And all I did is I got the potting soil. I put 6 inches of it right on top, and we planted seeds. It took me 47 minutes to plant her garden. I was there for 47 minutes. That's it. And to this day, this was about 5 years ago, to this day, I still get emails and calls from them saying how great their garden's doing. Did you notice I didn't say dig? I didn't do any digging at all because it's hard on the back. Again, I let the roots of the plants, you know, all the carrots and the beets and the peas and all that kind of stuff that we planted, they're doing the work of mixing the dirt in with the premium potting soil.
Now, the first couple of years you do that, that carrot starts growing and hits hard soil. They end up looking funny.
A little shorter, yeah. Yeah, they can look a little funny. But and here's going to what you said earlier.
Yeah.
You know, you said it took a few years to get your soil matured. Well, if you're doing this, adding the organic matter on top, then that's going to expedite the process. And it's not going to take 10 years. It'll take maybe a year or two. And there's a couple other secrets that we can add in that we'll talk about here in a little while.
And we actually took a corner of our garden that we wanted carrots in,
mm-hmm.
and then I excavated down 24 inches,
uh-huh.
and then I just filled it with a lot of sand, mm-hmm. and potting soil and stuff. And now when we're not currently growing right now, uh-huh. we're fallow.
That's all right.
But we have one corner of the garden now that's uh-huh. dedicated for the carrot plot.
Yeah.
And we get nice, good-looking, delicious carrots.
There you go.
Good.
There you go. You know what? Growing successfully, really anywhere, but especially in the desert, growing successfully is to have nice, healthy, balanced soil. And if you go cheap on the soil,
you're going to fight it.
You're going to fight it.
You're going to fight it every day,
yep.
every season, the whole year long.
Exactly.
If you'd like to join the conversation with Greg Peterson on gardening, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're talking dirty. Soil. Building your soil.
And there's nothing that discourages somebody from replanting than an unsuccessful garden
exactly.
the first time. So,
exactly.
Like you said, don't skimp on your soil. Now, some of these other things you were talking about, the five components,
uh-huh.
water, kind of self-explanatory a little bit there. What about the air? You'd mentioned air is one of the components.
Airspace is really important because if you have highly compacted soil, things can't grow through it. The water can't get into it. The roots have a hard time growing in it. And this is I always get kind of funny looks when I say this. I like weeds in my garden. And people
okay.
go,
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the deal. Weeds are pioneer species. They show up first. They do the heavy digging for us. And what I do is once they start growing, I'll cut them off right below ground. So you're growing off the growing point,
okay.
or you're cutting off the growing point of the weed. I give that to my chickens, By the way, we're talking chickens next month.
Okay.
I give that to my chickens, and the roots in the ground, they rot and add compost right in the dirt, start breaking up the dirt for me.
Well, let's see. If I started chopping weeds in our garden, it would probably take about an hour. But I'd have the start again of another good garden.
Absolutely,
I got the weed roots, baby.
Yeah, right.
I got your weed roots,
and you know that goes back to nature doing the work for us. I'm a lazy gardener, lazy farmer, and I look to nature to see what's the simplest way.
Well, I'll tell you, the heat component of the raised planters is something I hadn't thought about. But my back loves the raised planter bed.
Absolutely.
You can kind of sit on the side and reach across and do all your cultivating and plucking and harvesting and tending and nurturing there kind of in a repose position.
Yeah.
I like it because I geotech the ground to keep anything. I also use a heavy, heavy wire hog cloth to keep the gophers from
coming up through.
So you talk about a plant prison. I mean, I've got gophers in my yard. I got dogs in my yard. And then the birds get inside the little netting, and the dogs go nuts. And you've got dogs and birds jumping all over your tomato plants.
We're going to talk next segment. We're going to talk about this. This is the garden placement segment.
So. Okay. We're here with Greg Peterson, the urban farmer. We've got people lining up on the lines right now. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to visit with you and assist and aid and help you in building the soil that you're going to need for a successful garden. Our number's toll free. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.